From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. Yesterday marked 115 years of International Women's Day, a global event recognizing women's fight for equality and the ongoing work of the women's rights movement. The day highlights issues including gender inequity, reproductive rights, and the prevention of violence and abuse against women. Georgina Mayor Margaret Quirk says that when she was first elected to Georgina Council, she was the only woman for 16 years, adding she now welcomes the growing number of women participating in local leadership and has been honored to work with many strong women at the local, regional, and provincial levels. The town of Georgina is mourning the passing of former councillor Ken Hackenbrook, a longtime resident who served on council for 20 years from 1994 to 2014. Hackenbrook was known for his strong community involvement, supporting events like the Terry Fox Run and Walk for Alzheimer's, and volunteering with groups including the Sunkissed Beach Association and Egypt Hall Board. The town says flags will be lowered at municipal facilities in his honor, recognizing his lasting contributions to local sports, community causes, and safety improvements near Morning Glory Public School. A 53-year-old man from Sunderland has died following a multi-vehicle crash near Port Perry early Sunday morning. Ontario Provincial Police say two vehicles traveling in opposite directions collided head-on on Highway 712 near the fourth line just before 6 a.m. A 32-year-old man from Innisfil was taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries, while a 35-year-old man from North York was airlifted to a trauma center in serious condition. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.